Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman City Council member Shannon McCain about plans for Wellman's stop on Rag Rye. This is part one of a two-part interview. How are Wellman's plans for Rag Rye coming along?
Actually, I think it's going really well. To be honest with you, I think we're kind of ahead of the game. I know a lot of towns throughout Iowa are trying to put this all together, and we're working with an individual that has worked with Rag Rye for the last 20 years. He's not necessarily affiliated with Rag Rye, but because they don't have a vendor base, if you will, but they have a group of vendors that always works together in a specific town, and they've been doing it for Rag Rye. So I've been told that if you call Rag Rye and ask any questions about vendors, they typically point you in this individual's direction. And we were lucky enough to get him on board with Wellman, and he's been giving us a lot of great direction of how to set this up, what we want to do to make sure that it's a good event for the city of Wellman, and everyone has a good time, and it's great for our locals. So,
and what is that person's name?
His name's actually Ed Tweet. He has a custom temporary tattoos. But he has a group of 11 vendors that travel with him, and basically everybody that are the main Rag Rye people that write Rag Rye every year, they know this specific group of vendors, and it tends to be, not always, but tends to be, I'm told, the best stop of the day. Not necessarily always where they have, your team meet up, the towns. He usually tries to set up either before or after those towns. And our town, the reason he basically chose us is Rag Rye typically goes from 7 to 10 miles between towns. And Wellman is sitting 16 miles from Keota. So we're a little over almost twice of what they want to do normally between towns. So he's like, that's going to make it so people, even though Kelowna is going to have your team meet up town, he's like, this will help the city of Wellman because 16 miles on a bike, you're going to want to get off and get some water at minimum. Plus, if you look at it geographically on the route for the day, we're setting 2 miles over the halfway point for the whole ride for the day. Also, we're looking at being one of the easiest rides for the whole Rag Rye this year will be Friday because it's pretty flat. And going into Iowa City, you're going to get a lot more people that are not registered for Rag Rye coming through Wellman, and we're being told to expect between 20 to 35,000 people coming through Wellman and Kelowna and Riverside that day.
And so him and his vendors, they will just be set up in Wellman for that day?
Yep, we have all of the main vendors of his that he has. We also have a number of locals. We don't have the numbers exactly down with those, but we're looking at somewhere around 5 to 7 local vendors between churches. We have Stonewall Brick Oven Pizza that's going to be set up down in downtown. It's going to be a pretty nice setup, to be honest with you. We're the corner of the intersection of 8th Avenue and 3rd Street in Wellman. That's right north side of Freeman Foods. We're basically calling that Ground Zero. And at that intersection, there's an old gas station across the road from Freeman's. We're setting up our DJ and our beer garden there. Actually, we are going to also be having a sand green. We're going to be building a sand green down there in that area. This year, the state sand greens tournament is in Wellman. And so we wanted to try to kind of bring that into the Rag Rye. First time for Rag Rye coming through Wellman. And we've got the state sand greens tournament here. So not a lot of people have ever seen a sand green. So we're going to have a sand green with a sign behind it saying City of Wellman, and then it'll be the state of Iowa where they'll be able to sign where they're from on that sign and take a picture and be able to actually putt on a sand green, something kind of fun for them to be able to do. Yeah, so it's looking really, really good for the City of Wellman right now, and everything is coming together. We have a great group of people that are working together to make this happen. And like I said, talking with Ed, he said we are way ahead of the game compared to most towns at this time.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wellman City Council member Shannon McCain about plans for Wellman Stop on Ragbri. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.